Hello, chat. Today is Friday, the 17th of April, and we're here with Social Security and nonsense.
Not Social Security.
And Chris's camera has frozen.
Oh, no. Is it frozen on my end? It's not frozen on my end.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, you can't minimize it.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
No, yeah, I minimized the window, and OBS doesn't like that. Makes sense.
All right.
Makes sense.
That's fine.
We're back.
We're back, chat.
That's fine. So, social media. A lot of people really depending on social media these days, because you can't see anybody in person. And social media is doing what it can to help, although in the case of Facebook, you really have to question it, given their history. Do you really want to give Facebook this sensitive information?
Facebook asks users about the thing. I was like, do you have symptoms? Blah, blah, blah. And then it releases that and the friendship data to researchers. It's like, hey, this person said stuff. Here's all the friends. It's like a sort of mini, it's like, I don't know. We shouldn't be doing this.
Probably not. Now, they paint it as like, was it Carnegie Mellon, I think, is the researcher, and they're like, no, we're giving this to them so they can study the connections. Google has done something like this as well, but gosh, I just don't want to give my information to either of those groups.
No.
They don't need to know that I'm infected if I am. Even if it's for the best, I just don't trust them. Zuckerberg famously makes $1 per year. That is his paycheck.
Not counting stock options.
Although, he does kind of just pull from the company piggy bank for his needs. And that price tag, a little higher.
Facebook spent $23.4 million in 2019 on Zuckerberg's security and private air travel. That's kind of a lot.
How many flights are you taking?
They also spent kind of a lot on Sheryl Sandberg's, like his right-hand man, woman, whatever. They spent like $1 million on her security as well. So
now she makes $800,000 a year. And you're thinking, wow, for what Facebook's worth, that's not very much money. But $20 million in stock.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not counted.
Yeah, I mean, you just have more money than sense.
Once you have that level of wealth, like what?
Controlling what others.
Yeah.
That's what gets you off.
Yeah.
And that's why they are what they are.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm just like, man, I'd love to buy like a little homestead right now.
You know, funny enough, like country homes, a lot of interest in country homes. If you've got a little house off the grid that's got some land to it, that's kind of valuable right now, it seems.
Also, Krista will send me these links to real estate sites and so like these houses she's looking at. And I went through the same thing. I was like, look, you're never getting internet there. Plus, you have no idea the lawn care torture that you're going to put yourself through with 5 acres.
I would love to find a house that's like mostly wooded around it, and then like a small patch where I can have a garden. Like
who said that a year ago? It doesn't exist. It exists. There's plenty of them, and they're great, but you will not have internet access.
Well, we had...
Or I can't afford it.
You know, when I was really young, there was like a couple animals and like 3 or 4 goats, and we only had to mow like once a month, once every 6 weeks.
Yeah, but the goats are going to get sick, and it's going to get below freezing, and I have to worry about my goats.
They could come in the basement. It was fine.
I read an article about this because that's the point I'm at now. And apparently some people say that sheep are better than goats for lawn care because they require less maintenance, I think, than goats. I might have that backwards, but...
Maybe.
But then wild dogs get in your yard, and
we had that issue when we had chickens.
The goats are ornery enough that they didn't care about wild animals. It was fine.
So maybe get like some sheep, but then goat enforcers.
I wonder if a goat could be trained to sheep herd. That would be amazing.
I don't think Rue could do it. I think Rue would just be like, why don't they want to play with me? I don't understand.
Yeah, come to think of it, we had a German Shepherd too, and the German Shepherd kept everybody in line. That was pretty cool. Very, very briefly, when I was really young, we had a cow, and the cow had a leash, and the German Shepherd would lead the cow around with the leash, which was kind of funny.
Well, Kirsten, you didn't mean to, but you gave us a perfect lead-in for the next story, which is sheep. Because there are a lot of sheep who will read something and believe it no matter what. and they create a lot of problems. And YouTube kind of throws its hands up sometimes, and it's like, we don't know what to do other than just to silence you, because please stop.
The Guardian reports that YouTube has moved to limit the spread of false the theory involving the current pandemic and 5G. So the how could we
recovery.
How can we explain this in couched terms that will definitely, it's like apparently there are Borg nanoprobes in the thing, and they are activated with a radio signal that's part of the 5G deployment, and so people are actually, like, in the UK, people are actually, like, torching towers and stuff.
But, and attacking service workers that they see on the
top. Some people have connected that to Bill Gates. There's apparently, like, Russia is apparently pushing that narrative to try to be divisive with people, and it's like, wow, are people really this dumb?
Now, Bill Gates has said some weird stuff. Like, he's floating the whole, like, you get a almost like a blockchain style, are you immune or not? And that controls your, and that's scary.
Yeah.
Now, maybe we get to the point where that's necessary. I don't think we're there yet. If it keeps getting worse, hey, maybe we got to go there. I don't know. But that is a worrying. However, the leap between that and radio virus seems like a large chasm.
Radio controlled Borg nanoprobes? Yeah, that is kind of a large chasm. Yeah.
Well, and how do you explain it? Like, they said recently that it got into some, like, small Amazonian tribe. And it's like, how do you explain that? Because
somebody
no
probably took a cell phone in there.
One of the miners, yeah.
Somebody dropped a hotspot from a plane.
See, that's the problem with conspiracy theories, is that there are actually, there have been some incredible conspiracies throughout history, which somehow gives credibility to other just completely insane conspiracy theories.
Well, who benefits from this?
That's the thing. It's like, who benefits? And
Is it the Bill Gates depopulation?
The rich and powerful can control things, I suppose. Blah, blah, blah.
Although they are losing a ton of, well, not anymore, because they've just, like, launched dollars at this virus in some attempt to bankrupt the future. I don't know.
Yeah, even Jack Dorsey gave away 28% of his wealth, so that's interesting.
Well, while we're at home, we look to places like YouTube and Facebook and, you know, like all these live streams and stuff like that for some entertainment, just to get our minds off of the horror. But the evil, dark face of copyright emerges to suck all the joy out of our ever-shortening lives.
Everything must be owned.
And it's just ridiculous.
As record labels are still demanding more and more and mandated filters, Facebook's copyright filter takes down a guy playing Bach.
So, is there even anyone who owns that anymore? Like,
No. It's from 1780-ish.
Yeah, there's no way.
Well, there are performances that some people have the copyright to. And the filter apparently can't tell enough of a difference between some recent performance and this guy's live performance.
A literal music teacher saying, this is how you play Bach. And then it was muted.
Yeah, I guess Twitch doesn't care.
If you look at the bright side of this, he had to be just killing it. If he was so good, he was hitting the copyright filter. It's like, man, that is some perfect pitch, perfect Bach that you got there, sir. So good, it must be destroyed.
Or Facebook's algorithm is just crap.
So
probably a little of column A and a little of column B.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But it's the world we live in. And I don't know what we're going to do about it. Maybe go out and burn a radio tower.
I saw this next article, and it was like, man, the days that I can use Twitter are numbered.
did you not get the notification when you logged in the other day? Because I checked the level one Twitter on Friday and noticed this.
I don't think so.
Well, this also kind of points out, because if you'll remember, the Cambridge Analytica thing happened, and then the backlash was, everybody was like, all right, you know what, we're putting you in control, you decide what happens, and they give us all this opt-in stuff, and everybody turned it off because nobody wants to opt in with that.
Yeah.
And these years later, they're like, we kind of need that.
Twitter notifies users that it's now sharing more data with advertisers. Users in Europe are the exception. Oh, maybe I set my thing to be some French country or some country in Europe.
Some French
like
country.
French or something. I don't know. Maybe that's why I didn't get the pop-up. I went off on a different thought with this, which was, what would I be willing to pay per month for Twitter if it was an ad-free experience? And the number that I came up with was about $2.
Yeah, but it's not really worth much to me.
But your desire with Twitter is to be to have all the other people to interact with.
Yeah.
Those people are gone once they start charging.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll be just you and a bunch of other people willing to pay $2, which is not going to be a lot of people.
No. Although it worked out for Something Awful. I mean, Something Awful really did something incredible with their community by being just like, you have to pay $5 to participate, which actually worked out well for them.
I don't think it's going to work.
The forum users right now are getting real nervous. We're not switching to a Patreon. Don't worry. It's fine. Your lounge is safe.
Well, we have... remember back in the day when we just had viruses? And now we've got malware. Because it's all these different universe of things. These terrible things that can come after you. And now we have even a new word. Because you have to keep coming up with new terminology describe the awful new ways they can think of to screw us.
Fleeceware apps discovered on the iOS App Store. More than 3.5 million iOS users installed Fleeceware apps from the Apple App Store. So what the situation is, and I was not clear that this could happen in the Apple ecosystem. I thought they had banned this. Well, this kind of behavior.
You would think that.
I mean, I know that this could happen on Android, but not on...
A sane person would think that.
So because most applications are crap, especially the ones that you pay for, especially the ones that are like more than like $5. It's like, okay, I'm willing to risk $5, but if this application is crap, big deal. I'm not going to deal with it. If you install an application that is a trial, it's like, hey, we're not going to charge you, but this application is like $1 a month or $5 a month or $10 later or whatever.
Or 100.
Or 100. If you try it and it's crap, then you can uninstall it. And most people would think that when they uninstall the application, it cannot charge them. The Apple App Store does not work that way. They have your payment information. You have others, like Apple lets you define what steps there can be for you to cancel. So you have to go through whatever arbitrary steps the application provider has defined to do your cancellation, which may not even work correctly. So, not a good situation.
That's why you just use gift cards on the Apple Store.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Although you could still owe them the money. They could come after you for it.
Yeah. Because it's terms of service. Didn't you read the terms of service?
Yeah, you really just have to stay away from apps these days. It's
most
a sad
of the
world.
Fleeceware apps are horoscope and fortune-telling palm readers. How does that even work?
It's not going to be the kind of person who has any sort of awareness of this kind of thing.
The article talked about how a lot of the applications that have this were like flashlight type applications where somebody was just like, yeah, I just need this now. I mean, there's a built-in flashlight application, but something like that where they just needed something immediately and it was like, okay, I'll do the trial and then I'm going to immediately uninstall it, but that's
like
not good enough.
Fortune teller?
Yeah.
I got to have a fortune right now.
Well,
I have time to wait.
I could see that with like Wheel of Lunch. Valley. It's like us like trying to decide on what lunch is and it's like, okay, I'm just going to install Wheel of Lunch. It's like $7. Oh, there's a free trial. Yeah, let's just install it and figure out where we're going to eat and then I'll uninstall that and then they still get charged anyway.
See, that still sounds like a lot of effort for us when we decide where to go to eat.
Yeah.
When in the before times when we used to all go out to
Well, this next story is a scary headline, but there is a lot of gotcha with this. It turns out it is an amazing amount of work that goes into it. However, it is true that they can do this.
Attackers can bypass fingerprint authentication with an 80% success rate, assuming they have a good copy of your fingerprint, access to some gel and some other stuff, and a lot of time with your phone.
It was 17 out of 20 attempts, average, for all models of phone that they tried. So if someone really, really, really wants to, and you're a valuable enough person that it would make sense to go through this, I think what they said was like $2,000 worth of cost per print, and that's if you already have the equipment, then yeah, they can do it. But no one cares. No one cares about you.
Literally no one cares.
Yeah.
But don't worry. You can read about how they did it. There's a lot of steps. It's tough to do. And you know what? I should have put this with... Oh, wait. Well, that was a different pay. Never mind. It's blending together. Internet of Things. It is stupid. Don't do it. And the simpler a device is, the less reason there is to make it smart. For the love of God, don't do it.
Easy to pick smart locks gush personal data, the FTC finds. So there's this padlock looking thing that takes a fingerprint. But the reason, whole like claim to fame for this padlock is that if you need, 100 people to have access to this equipment locker, you can do that and you can do it by fingerprint. The problem is that the lock is not very secure physically, like you can flip the back around and take the back off and pop out a screw and it'll open. So it's not physically very hardened. And also the software stack is made out of wet paper bag.
No encryption on the Bluetooth communication. So when it's communicating, you can just snoop that.
I keep looking at this and just thinking, like, why? Who looked at a regular lock and was like, you know what? I can make this worse.
Also, $99.
It's just more money than sense. Why?
Listen, looks cool, doesn't it?
Do you think there's some teenager out there who has this on their locker?
Yeah, I guess maybe like a really rich kid. But there's another teenager.
I need the best one, Dad.
There's another teenager out there with a screwdriver.
Yeah.
But not in the UK. we talked about last week the big major tech companies were getting together and they were tired of all this gateway hijacking. And they were like, somebody's got to do something. And as if to punctuate that story, we get this week.
Russian telco hijacks internet traffic for Google, AWS, Cloudflare, and others. Rostelecom involved in BGP hijacking incident this week, impacting more than 200 CDNs and cloud providers. Basically, they just advertised and said, hey, we service these IP blocks. And so the traffic was routed through them. This didn't result really in service interruptions, but it affected a lot of people. Akamai, Google, Cloudflare. This is not a good situation. BGP needs to be more secure than it is.
And, you know, HTTPS, yeah, you've got encryption. But much like the NSA, they can just slurp all that up and store it. And then later on, when they have better encryption breaking tools, hey, let's see what people were doing during the big pandemic.
Yeah.
So also Rostelecom, now they do make, in the story they talk about, it's like, well, yeah, anybody can make this mistake and it happens all the time. But it happens a lot with Rostelecom. They really have trouble copy pasting over there. They always sort of pick up important internet traffic.
It's at some point, it's not innocent idiocy.
So the my mind is blanking on the European data protection thing.
GDPR.
GDPR has changed the landscape when it comes to marketing and, you know, selling information online and doing all that targeted advertising. And it has become, as everyone predicted, an arms race. They're constantly thinking of new ways to get inside your head and mess with you and sell you things. Not allowed to do this? Okay, we'll do that. And here's an insidious new example.
Verizon's new marketing tool sets emails to arrive when you look at your inbox. The company calls it view time optimization.
Oh, what a dirty phrase.
Yeah, so
this
if you use
so weird.
Yahoo or AOL, because the viewer for the mail is kind of web-based, they know when you're looking at your inbox. So if the advertisers pay Verizon for the privilege of sending you email, Verizon will make sure that you only get the spam email when you're actually looking at your inbox. So as you're sitting there, it's like new messages come in and it's like, oh, I should look at that because it just came in. And it's like, wait, it's spam.
And they measured non-trivial percentages of open and click rates improvement when they did that.
Well, so won't that become pretty transparent to the user, though? Because, like, say you're signed up for two or three different marketing emails and they all come in at the same time every time you log in.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess they don't care, but...
Kind of like how video ads were really great for about a month and then people were like, wait, this is terrible.
Listen, all that matters is this quarter. Nothing beyond that exists. Doesn't matter. That future world, you know, we might all be dead. We've got to get that money now. This one, we're in the nonsense section, by the way, and this one I only put in because, good Lord, do I agree with it. This is not nonsense. This is real. What's nonsense is that we have gotten to this point without ever deciding this before.
White House advisor Dr. Fauci, did I say that correctly?
I think it's Fauci.
Fauci says that handshaking needs to stop even when whatever this is that we're in ends and other experts agree. It's like, oh, you shake hands, that's spreading germs. Just stop it.
I like this picture where he's like got that 1,000-yard stare. While someone leans over him, breathing in his face.
It's like, am I having a stroke or am I seeing what I'm seeing? Do you know what we're here to talk about?
That's one thing I'll say. Kentucky has done well. When you watch, like, the governor's briefings, they're all pretty spaced apart on that stage. And they all back away if someone comes up to the podium like, oh, don't touch it.
Well, you know, Bashir, he's got to be picking up on this whole thing where he's just being worshipped as the example of how to lead through a pandemic. And, yeah, I bet he's just, like, thinking of new ways to take that further. Everybody's like, oh, keep improving the rating. So, do you guys remember the story about this originally?
Yes.
And we talked about it, and we had so many questions. And it was like, well, how did she access it from space? And was it a joint account? And are they officially separated? There was just, like, so many questions about this that seemed weird. And it turns out there was a good reason there were that many questions about this.
NASA astronaut's estranged wife charged with lying about space crime. So this was the astronaut that was on board the space station that was apparently trying, you know, the story was that the astronaut was trying to mess with his estranged wife's finances from space because that's the perfect alibi, when in fact, it was her.
It's two hers.
Okay, well.
Yeah. And it turns out that was all fabricated. Now they've gotten to the bottom of it, and the other person, not the astronaut, is facing false reporting charges.
Which is really pretty minor. They'll get off with a slap on the wrists.
And it was supposed to be the first ever space crime, but in fact, there was no space crime.
The crime was, it was false.
Terrestrial. Common terrestrial crime. What were you saying, Krista?
I said there's just a highly calculated manipulative campaign is what they describe it in the article as.
Yeah, apparently this is just a dirty, dirty separation. And with a kid involved.
Scary.
So. Turns out, as smart and hardworking as you have to be to get into NASA, you still make terrible decisions when it comes to romance.
When that kid turns to a teenager and they're searching the Wayback Machine, they're going to be in for a time.
Yeah. Well, I think they mentioned, was it like 8 years they've been together? So the kid is probably, and the kid was pre-existing. Mm. I mean, obviously there was no...
Might be getting close.
There was no birth there. So I think the kid is probably aware of what's going on.
Scary.
Unfortunately. So the Bill Gates thing that we were talking about earlier, Bill Gates is into some really weird stuff.
Yes.
And a lot of people have this conspiracy theory that he's trying to destroy humanity. Now, personally, I'm okay with that. Because I would also like to destroy humanity. At least, you know, 3 billion of them or so. Not all of them, obviously. That's crazy talk. But we got to get those numbers down.
You got to look at the optics of this, discussing it during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, well, no, I don't want to do it like this. I want to do a targeted approach.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that makes it better. Mm.
And it won't be, and I'm not talking about, you know, genocide or something like that. It's not going to be based on, like, race or anything like that. It's going to be based on behavior. That's the important part.
If the public toilet is in worse shape after you leave.
That's a good one. But I think this would be an amazing way to do it. Because the people that you do this to, they don't care. They're still out there. They're having fun. They're consequence-free for the rest of their life. And we never have to worry about them again. Or any of their horrible, horrible offspring.
The headline for this one is really, really bizarre. Google virally AIDS, Aegypti, mosquitoes, Fresno, something debug. Like, why? This is clearly
Bloomberg?
Like keyword stuffing. I didn't read the Bloomberg version of this article.
What is going on with that? I didn't even notice that.
But the short version of this article is that Google has been releasing those mosquitoes. You know, the one that Bill Gates released during the TED Talk, because he was like, hey, you know, you have to live in fear, but they were, you know, lab-grown mosquitoes. But these male mosquitoes will not produce viable offspring whenever they mate. And it's actually working.
But they still mate. That's the important part.
And they lay eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the eggs never hatch. So, I seem to recall another story that some of those, like the second or third, like some of those actually did hatch, but it still reduced the numbers. That's the African version. So this is like version 2.0 of those mosquitoes.
The fear was they did hatch, and it was like, oh God, what genetic nightmare have
monster,
you wrought?
Yeah.
Because this was never supposed to happen. This is like Jurassic Park. What kind of mosquitoes do we have here?
Yeah.
I don't think anything ever came of that.
Yeah. We don't know.
I don't remember.
But it's some kind of like fungus or something they can introduce to these things. And just imagine if we could do that to people. You know? It's like you get a DUI and it's like, well, all right, we're going to let you off, but you're getting the fungus. We can't take the risk.
You, for some reason, pooped in your hand and smeared it on the walls in this public toilet.
You really?
You're getting the fungus.
That, you? Did you use a public toilet recently?
No, I just, I always like, you know, it's always a fascination where it's like, what would possess somebody to do this? What sort of defect do they have to have that you would ruin a public toilet in this way? I mean, think of the person who has to clean this.
No, they're not thinking of that.
There's
person.
No.
And that's why they have to get the fungus. It has to stop with them. Well, this is a dark story. And I have to say, I wouldn't have thought about this, but now that I read the headline, I'm not surprised.
Landlords are asking for sex instead of rent during the crisis.
Chris, are you the only renter of us? Have you gotten any offers?
No, I'm not. For years, we've been begging, almost everyone I know has been begging the landlord, please, like, let us pay online, and they just wouldn't ever implement it. And now, of course, literally a month after this happens, they're like, oh, we have online payment now.
No. Oh. So they're not giving you any break during all this?
No, not at all, no.
So, apparently, they're thinking the reporting has gone up some crazy percentage. And so they're assuming that for every reported case, there's probably 3 or 4 unreported cases. And people are just like, all right, you know. So apparently this is really blowing up right now.
That was in Australia, though. It's worth pointing out.
No, I think this was in Hawaii.
Was it?
Yeah, it was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Sydney Morning Herald that we used as a reference.
That was probably a paywall.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that's not just there. I'm sure it's going on
everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure it's all over.
Yeah, for sure. So, the question here is, you know, technically, if you're following the guidebook, how nude is nude? Does it have to be 100%? That's the question. Because this could be interfering with people's religion.
Police in the Czech Republic tell nudists to wear face masks. That's all they have to wear. But they should be wearing the face masks.
But is that nude?
They were congregating up to 75 people at a time. I mean...
But like, okay, imagine you're a nudist, right? And you're wearing the mask.
I can't imagine.
You're all sharing like benches.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, is like your booty sweat gonna infect someone? Like, have they done a study on that? Because they're probably like, oh, no one walks around naked sitting on the same bench.
They confirmed that it is in feces, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you had like a bad wipe and you were just chilling around and, you know, some of that got on somebody, that'd be, yeah.
Yeah, the cities that have done the sewage testing, not good. Numbers are coming out of there. Not good.
So I think as much as you want to be a nudist, now is not the time. Why not just get on webcams at home? If you want to look at naked people, well, how's it any different, right?
If anything, I'd say we're all probably partial nudists right now. Like, how often are all of us putting real clothes on?
Never,
yeah.
Yeah. Although, the amount of time per day that I'm nude... is really, really lowering because I don't shower.
How long have you gone without a shower since
this week? I might have gone Wednesday till today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I really pushed it. I was at a point where I was just like, this is ridiculous, but I don't care.
Nice.
And the cats don't mind.
If anything, it's probably like more enticing to them, right? They can just lick you.
No, they don't. They just act as usual. They're just like, yeah, you're the big stinky cat. We're okay with that because you feed us. Yeah.
Do you still have greenies? Have they mutinied yet?
I got about I got the big jug. I got like a quarter left. I should probably order some because it's probably going to be like a month wait.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is a month wait at this point, including milk.
Now, this one could have easily gone in the government section, sure, but it is just so stupid.
We wanted to laugh at it.
It's, first of all, someone who doesn't understand the situation, and it's painfully obvious that they don't understand the situation. But then the darkness is This is a person who's in charge.
Ars Technica has the article, Senator backing anti-crypto bill, that's the Earn It Act, calls out Zoom's lack of end-to-end encryption. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal dings Zoom for false end-to-end encryption. Let us not forget that Skype also had end-to-end encryption, and due to government pressure, they removed it. Like, Skype's encryption was originally quite good.
But they don't want the thing. Except they want the thing?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily blame someone for not understanding, like, the ins and outs of something. Because, you know, I could imagine, like, you know, if someone came to me and was like, hey, I want this, but it's, like, for the medical field, I wouldn't know. But, like, surely they have aides or, like, people who discuss this with them, someone who's explaining
but
to
he's,
them how it works.
He's one of the guys on the bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I would think he would have someone coaching him, explaining what he's actually advocating for.
I would think he would be like, you know, guys, I can't really support this. I don't understand it. I'll vote on it if somebody else, you know, like, writes it, but I just can't. Yeah.
That's special, isn't it?
And that Earn It thing is going to get pushed through because we're all distracted, and that's just going to be...
It's going to be a disaster.
It's going to be way worse than the net neutrality thing was. And
the DMCA and just...
What are we going to do? And they're going to start looking at all of our traffic.
Yeah.
For copyright. Oh, maybe we should all just get the thing. You know what? Give me the fungus. Dubai has polygamy. A lot of places in the world have polygamy, and that introduces unexpected problems with our current situation.
Dubai husband with two wives asked for a permit to move between their houses. So, you know, there's the lockdown. Which house are you going to lock down in? Oh, wait.
I was under the impression that usually if you're a polygamist, you would live with both at the same time. Like,
no,
you
that's just
have one
that's
house.
Too problematic. That's just asking for trouble.
That's a nightmare situation.
I guess if you're rich enough to, like...
That's how they do it over there. Like, you're not allowed to have the second wife unless you're rich enough to give her the same experience as the first wife.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is probably a better way of doing it if you're going to do it. I mean, you shouldn't do it, but if you're going to do it, yeah.
I like the caption here. The photo has been used for illustrative purposes. No, I thought that was real. I thought they took that just for this article.
That woman is showing way too much wrist for this to be an actual Dubai picture.
Wouldn't it be two women as well? They should have gotten a polygamist wedding photo.
Hong Kong, as we pointed out with the Animal Crossing story, they're still revolting. They're still trying to get independence, and it's just much harder now because of all these, you know, no one's paying attention anymore. They're doing what they can. However, that first wave of protests, all those arrests, the cases are starting to shake out in the courts, and it's sad.
Ex-lawmaker Ao Nok Hin guilty of loud hailer assault. So, I don't think that's really an assault, is it?
One would think not. So, as you can see here, he had some sort of public address system, and all those people standing around him didn't seem to be affected by it. But the policeman, who was looking to drag him away, felt that it was damaging to his hearing.
Oh, and that's a real bummer, isn't it?
So, that's now an assault charge.
Wow.
That seems not good.
This one is just...
This is a great stock photo.
It's nonsensical, but if you think about it, maybe. Now, personally, I'm of the opinion that, you know what? There was some serious technology used to come up with how they're doing this. You know, this ain't... You're not, like, mixing it in a beaker and looking at the color. No. There's electronics that are required for this, so you shouldn't get it.
The Amish are getting a drive-through testing center for the thing for horse and buggies. Doctors in central Pennsylvania are opening up a drive-through clinic that specifically caters to the vulnerable Amish and Mennonite communities. Now, we have a lot of Amish communities around here. I can't recall that anybody has said anything about them.
Just mix up some, like, honey and some vinegar and...
some mushroom powder.
Yeah, that'll take care of you.
I wonder if their isolation will actually help them. Probably not, considering that African tribe got it.
It takes is one person going in, though.
Well, they have, like,
it could be someone from outside of the community.
They have those stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would be the Amish version of a ventilator?
Actually, I've been in an Amish wood shop before, and it is incredible, the ingenuity. So, like,
oh, yeah.
Pneumatic-powered... they have a lot of pneumatic-powered power tools, but the hand tools are incredible.
How do they compress it?
There's a thing out back. Like, you can burn something to heat water for steam, stuff like that. But, like, the compressed air table saws and stuff like that, it really is just incredible.
Well, you know what it can't do? Test for viruses.
Yeah, no, not so much.
This is a great story. I read the story, and the thing that just, like, was the alarm bell that was going off in my mind was, are they having to pay for this? The answer is yes, but they get a discount. But still. Oh,
well, fantastic.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
They were the last couple in paradise, but now they're stranded. The New York Times has the article about this couple that went on a honeymoon, and they got trapped.
So I couldn't read this because of the paywall, but, like, Is the thing that happened, like, they were supposed to evacuate sooner, or was it just, like,
no?
Oh, you bad timing. Like,
so they are South African, and
South African.
There was no direct flight to South Africa. They had to go through Moscow or something. And as they were, like, getting on the phone with their consulate and it's like, hey, how is this going to happen? They couldn't do it fast enough, and, like, border after border was shut down, and they literally have no path to do it.
Wow.
So the rule at this Maldivian, is that how you say that? Resort, is that, and this is a, like, a national, because this is their whole economy is tourism. So there is a national rule. No employee can leave the resort until 2 weeks after the last guest leaves. So there are two guests at this place with the full staff by law. And they talk about, like, they'll wake up in the morning and there's, like, five different guys, like, let me make you an omelet. I want to make you an omelet. Let me do it. And they said the diving instructor would just stalk them. It's like, let's go diving. Let's go. I want to dive. Come on, let's go diving. And like
that's,
I said,
that's awful.
They negotiated a lower rate. I don't know exactly what it is, but they are still having to pay every day. But they were like, their Instagram, they're showing, like, the food selfies and stuff like that. It does look amazing. The water is just beautiful and clear.
But
it looks
like
fun.
The thing with, like, the resorts and stuff, too, aren't you supposed to, I don't know, maybe this is my American showing, but, like, aren't you supposed to tip the workers?
Not in places like this. It's all inclusive.
I was going to say, I would feel bad because, like, you have all these people working for you and you can't, like, give them a tip or anything.
But all the people working there, they claim, are still making their full salary and they're just hanging out. And they, like, party with them on the beach and stuff. So it's the company's losing money, I suppose.
Some of those places are not equipped to handle tourists in, like, certain kinds of weather. So, like, if it's going to be winter there soon or whatever, because it's in the southern hemisphere, there may not be enough heat or anything like that.
Now, the alternative is they can charter a plane, but it's going to be $200,000.
Oh. You know, if they can do, like, this really expensive beach vacation, maybe they could afford that.
No, they talked about they were not rich people. They had saved up a bunch of money, and it was, like, house fund, post-wedding, and crazy honeymoon.
Honeymoon, yeah.
And now house fund is basically gone. And every day is eating more into it. So I guess enjoy it while you can.
Are they just going to kick him out of the resort? Like, what's the...
No, they won't. That's the rule.
Because of the sickness, but it's like, who feeds them? Like, who...
The full staff is still there. They're doing full service for these two people.
I understand that. I'm saying, like, when they run out of money...
Yeah,
and that will
know.
Happen eventually. Like,
I don't know what happens there.
Yeah.
Because these are islands where it's only the resort on the island. There is nothing else. So you got to go somewhere.
They need to start farming. Start a victory garden.
For their 10-year wedding anniversary, it's going to be like, remember that time? And it's just going to be something crazy. Or they'll be divorced by the time they go back.
Can you imagine? It's like, because of the money situation and having to spend every waking moment with each other for a month, they just, like, you know what, let's annul it.
I don't know. I think they should start a vlog, and they could probably, like, turn that around.
Maybe. Live stream it.
It's like Trapped in Paradise, episode 1.
You could write a book.
I mean, they made a movie out of that guy with the soccer ball, so, I mean...
What was that zombie game we played on stream where it was, like, a resort?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
I know. I can't think of the name of it. It was okay.
Is it... I don't remember. Somebody in the comments will figure that
Someone
out.
Someone will know, yeah.
So the dark web is a place where you can go for all of your illicit needs. But in times of crisis, they might try to take a little bit of an advantage of you. So be careful.
Scammers are selling blood and saliva from survivors of the thing on the dark web.
Look at this picture of the dark web. That's a real photo.
It's always clearly labeled with skull and crossbones. Now, I saw a headline that at least 100 people in Korea have reinfected.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if this would... Even if this were true, I don't know if it would help you. Well, actually,
I'm
pretty sure it would.
I don't know that you get immunity. Like, I think you can still get reinfected.
We don't. I don't think we know those answers. There's a lot of things that we just have no idea. There's that guy here that's like the singer-songwriter, and he's been infected for a month. Like, he was infected, and they wouldn't test him, and then he recovered, and then he finally got a test, and they were like, well, yeah, apparently you did have it, and you're still contagious, but he has no more symptoms.
Matt.
That's scary.
Well, from now on, I think people are going to be taking a little bit more active concern about health and wellness. If one good thing is going to come from this, people are going to be hyper aware of our own mortality, if nothing else. And what better way to learn from day to day how healthy you are than to measure it through your poop?
A smart toilet can identify you by your anal print and detect diseases. I saw this last week.
I didn't think I'd hear today.
I think this was in the story thing for last week, but we might have missed it. I don't know. But it takes a picture of your butt, and it knows it. Everybody's butt's unique, and it knows.
So your little starfish back there is just as unique as your fingerprint. The creases on it, there's no two alike.
Yeah. So you don't have to tell it who you are. You just, you know, do your business, and then it's like, please stand by, analyzing poop.
I had a friend.
What a time to be alive!
That was like on her toilet. That was like a poop journal. But now this is just automated. It's perfect.
Yeah. Now Facebook can keep your poop journal for you.
And that's what we all wanted.
And advertise to you. You remember the one where the girl got the pregnancy information in the mail?
Oh yeah, from Target.
And you're gonna get like colon cancer brochures? What?
What? Oh
Why
no!
I've got
7 of the 9 markers for colon. No.
Sports are shut down, and God, that's affecting me. Is it affecting you?
Yeah, no, I'm so deeply upset. Care.
It's affecting some people, especially people sitting at home with nothing to do, who usually watch a lot of sports to numb that, and. Esports are picking up in some cases with the same people who are performing the regular sports because they got nothing else to do. And I think some of them are finding the idiosyncrasies of playing online games.
Bubba Wallace has lost the sponsorship after rage quitting during a NASCAR iRacing event. Wallace quit the race in a huff after an early wreck with Clint Bower.
Bowyer. Jesus, even I know that.
I didn't know that.
So, you know, it looks pretty good, these modern NASCAR games.
Oh, it's loud, and they're hearing that.
Oh, I'll make it stop. So they cut to them. I like how they have the live cameras at home, too. Anyway, so this guy wrecked him. This is not the guy that quit. It's the other guy.
Wrecked him.
And that guy just wasn't having it, so he noped out, Alt-F4'd out of there. And the sponsor was like, listen, we don't go for quitters. There it is. Look at this action.
We don't condone rage quitting.
Oh, my God. It's so exciting. Oh, there was like a little frame skip there. Not as exciting as a wreck in the real one.
There's no literal skin in the game.
But I guess you could be more aggressive.
How long until we have robots driving the NASCAR?
Oh, man. Robots, and it's just like all the rules are out.
Yeah.
Just do whatever you can to win. Now that would be something to watch.
That'd be like BattleBots, but on the next level.
And you're
moving fast.
Instead of sitting there praying that like there's a big fiery wreck for excitement, you're just like, let something go into the stands. I want to see it.
The tire popped off and took out.
Crystal, we learned that dogs are immune to this
thus far,
the terribleness, but cats, unfortunately, might not be. I'm not too worried about that because my cats have been quarantined for the better part of a year. I don't think that they're mixing in. Of course, I guess if I bring it home to them, we'll all be sick together. But sadly, the zoos are not immune.
Tiger at the Bronx Zoo tests positive for the thing. So they talked about how it had the symptoms. It was sneezing and just being weird. And they were like, maybe we should test it. And it turns out, didn't they test a bunch of the other animals? I read a different version of this article. And I thought they tested some of the other cats that they had. And it was everywhere, basically.
Oh, I don't know if the other cats had it or not. They didn't mention it in this article.
It's definitely, like, felines. Because I saw a thing from, like, the vets who are now saying, like, monitor cats. Because cats have been proven to get it. Like, just house cats.
But what are you going to do if they get it?
Well, here's the
same thing you do if you got it. I mean, just monitor and here's take regular medication.
The darker thing, though, if this is in nature and it's that cross species, then we're never getting rid of it until we've got a vaccine.
That's true, because think about if the KFC cats get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's everywhere. And you know what? You have to like, just euthanize every animal on the street.
It's so virulent that, you know, it's going to be in nature. You would have to euthanize nature, which is not going to happen.
What if some obscure animal gets it, and then that animal's blood is the cure?
That's probably what's going to happen.
And then that becomes the most valuable animal in existence.
Well, no, once they figure it out, they'll just clone it or reproduce whatever it was in a lab.
And then the clone turns out to mutate the virus. Oh. There's a book here.
And then it's World War Z. It's now a zombie virus.
In our final story, we'll talk more about this ongoing trend of humanity being removed from the equation, being good for the animals. They got the dolphins in the canals, all sorts of, you know, like wild animals roaming around on the streets of various places. Oh, look, some more stories.
The rats are finally free of humans in New York.
They kind
of
need us. The monkeys.
In India, I think the deer were coming back into the streets in India.
Yeah, a lot of random animals just wandering into the streets. Well, in another zoo story, something completely magical and unexpected happened when no one came to the zoo.
A zoo has been trying to get two pandas to mate for 10 years. When the zoo shut down because of the thing, the pandas knew exactly what to do.
Oh.
I wonder if that's some sort of like evolved population control thing. It's like, we're not going to mate unless there's nobody around.
Well, there was a video of this on Twitter, and it sounds horrific. I kind of understand why pandas don't do it now.
Well, to be fair, you know, hearing humans do it is also...
Yeah, that's probably true. The pandas was strange. I guess it's not something you ever think about.
Well, I mean,
but now it's something I can't get out of my head.
How many animals have you heard have sex? I mean, cats having sex is really crazy.
That is true.
So, I don't think we can judge Ying Ying and Li Li, which is their names.
They're hoping Ying Ying is pregnant.
I hope so, yeah.
Also, it says gestation period for giant pandas ranges between 72 to 24 days. What a hell of a pregnancy. Like, you're like, okay, I'm almost done. Oh, actually, it's gonna go for a whole year.
Wait, did you say 24 days?
Yeah, so it's between 72 and
324. Wow.
Yeah, it's like a big range. Who knows how long it takes for those baby pandas to grow.
But they have been artificially inseminating these pandas, so the birth is not anything new. However, they say that you have a much better rate with natural copulation.
Huh.
I bet that panda's going to come out and he's going to be like dunking on all the other pandas, and this is going to be like the most alpha panda in the world. All right, well, that's been week 3 of the pandemic.
Week 4 of the lockdown.
Yeah, I'd say it's been week 4. We've been in for exactly a month, I think.
Well, isn't this the third news that we've done like this, or is this the fourth?
Oh, this is the third one with Krista.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So this is the fourth one.
Because I went into lockdown. Like, I stopped coming.
You had it.
On, like, March 15th, I think.
You're in recovery.
Yeah. It's weird. Weird times.
What a weird time.
So, yeah. We need to do a podcast.
Yes.
We could probably do that on Monday or Tuesday.
Weren't we talking about doing like maybe thinking about doing like a live thing maybe?
Oh yeah, we should do a live thing for Float Plane and Patreon.
And
that sounds like a plan.
So stay tuned for that.
Live Q&A. I don't know, maybe reply to this news thing with your Q&A.
We gotta give the
give me a chance and I can make a Twitter post about it.
Do I say we gotta give the donors something above and beyond?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think having everybody be part of that would be good. So yeah, give us some ideas on that so we can ignore them and do what we were gonna do anyway. I'm trying to think about, now that I've left the house and I've got a free ticket for breaking the quarantine, what am I going to get to eat?
No, you better hurry because everything shuts down soon.
Most places open until 10.
On Sunday?
Oh, it's Sunday.
It's like 6.
It's Sunday. Damn.
You got to hurry.
All right, Krista, give us a bye.